it's a miracle that she's even breathing.
At 26 weeks pregnant, Gabby Acuna gave birth to her firstborn son, weighing 1 pound, 10 ounces. He is fighting to stay alive while she is battling COVID-19.
I never knew that little babies could fight this hard.
Her sister says Acuna was not vaccinated out of fear of hurting the baby, but she caught COVID-19 in August. Due to her pregnancy, Acuna was not put on a ventilator and other necessary methods of treatment because doctors didn't want to hurt the fetus. Her family wasn't allowed to be by her side because of hospital COVID guidelines.
They came back to us and they're like, listen, Gabby needs a lung transplant. It's like crucial. These lungs they're done for.
Gabby survived a tracheotomy, collapsed lungs, and cardiac arrest. Now she needs a double lung transplant. New data from the CDC shows pregnant people with COVID-19 are more likely than others to develop severe, even fatal illness. They face increased risk for other complications, and about 1 in 80 deliveries resulted in stillbirth. Among pregnant women who do not have COVID, stillbirth chances are 1 in 155. But doctors say for a pregnant woman with COVID-19, preterm delivery may be the only option to save both her and the baby's life.
And unfortunately, some of these women require preterm delivery in order to maximize the chances for survival for both the mother and the baby.
Now this family is hoping both baby and mom will survive. And some experts believe the COVID-19 virus may cause inflammation in the placenta or other issues that could also harm the fetus. Several studies have shown the vaccine is safe for pregnant women to use, even providing antibodies for their baby. Gabby Acuna's family is in the process of setting up a GoFundMe to raise money for Gabby's lung transplant and other medical expenses. Really heartbreaking story here, Rudy Bay.
Awful to see that video, Felicia. Thank you.